Today we're going to get the scoop on the Greater Valley Health Center. We have the Executive Director, Mary Sturhan, with us. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Hi.
And the newest member of your group, we have Travis Shuley. Hi, Travis.
Good morning.
Good to have you.
Last name is Shuley or Shule?
Shule.
Shule. Shule. I'm
okay,
sorry.
We got it.
I pretty much answered anything.
Yeah, right. It's kind of an interesting way it all comes together. We're going to explain it to you here. First of all, let's talk about the first anniversary of the Greater Valley Healthcare.
Yeah, so we're 1 year into our entity, our identity as Greater Valley Health Center. We separated from Flathead City County Health Department last year on May 31st and went on to our own nonprofit and pretty much continued everything and have continued to grow throughout the year. We've added providers, added employees, pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm just amazed at the growth.
Yeah. I mean, I think we knew. I think that was part of the reason that the county was ready to let us fly on our own, if you will, as they realized that really running a medical clinic isn't the same as running a county, and that we would have some opportunity if we were able to separate and have some of our own opportunity to recruit and to put services into place, and we'd be able to do that a little bit more quickly. And that's what happened. We've added providers. We added 4 providers over the last year. We've added some psychiatric providers. We added 2 of those, and then just the support staff that goes along with it, and really have been able to grow services and continue to serve our community.
And now you even have your own pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and then a big adventure for us is adding Sykes Pharmacy to our family, which we did at the beginning of this month. And that was something that we were hoping for. We didn't know that it would be able to be Sykes that we were doing, but we knew that pharmacy was something we wanted to do. So it was a great opportunity when the Shules approached us and were ready to move on and retire, and felt like we would be a good steward of the business that they've built in the community.
Well, certainly Sykes is a brand that everybody knows.
Yeah, I've been in healthcare my entire career, so longer than I'd like to explain. And Sykes Pharmacy's been a part of all of it as long as I've been in the community. They've been the pharmacy that has been of service to folks and has reached out and taken care of those in the most in need, and tried to provide all the services that they need. So yeah, it was a good match.
It was the first pharmacy in the area, and Travis, correct me if I'm wrong, that actually delivered.
I have no idea. Yeah, we've been delivering since I can ever remember. So
yeah, but you know, pharmacies just didn't do that before, and now, and you guys have been doing it. You actually started the whole procedure.
Yeah,
come up closer to the mic here.
Oh, sorry. Here.
Back when? How long ago did they do that?
We started in '81, but I mean, as far back as I can remember, my dad would always show up pretty late to home, because he would be taking stuff to people after hours on his way home from work.
And that was important, too, because we had an aging community at the time, and we always still do. But a lot of those folks couldn't come in and get their meds, and this before routinely people were mailing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's even, that topic has actually come to a full head now that because of COVID and whatnot. It's changed the way we've had to deliver and provide drugs to people, pharmaceutical care. We've had to get creative, how to get access to people.
Well, we'll get to more of that later here, but I thought that was a very interesting component to what you do at Greater Valley Health. So you've added some services at new locations too.
Right. So we've expanded the number of schools that we're providing services in. So we've added a few schools to our repertoire there. And then we've continued to add services at our Behavioral Health South building in addition to the pharmacy. So, and the pharmacy is both the Kalispell and the Columbia Falls locations. So we've been able to add that as well.
Well, this is just fantastic. And you're also working with Kalispell Middle School and Elrod, and probably expanding on that too.
Yeah, I think particularly as we're able to hire staff, that continues to be probably one of our biggest challenges, but we recognize the need and we have a great partnership with both School District 5 and the Evergreen Schools. And so our intention is to provide the services that they need as we're able to hire staff to do that.
Well, to add a pharmacy to what you're doing is huge. And we're going to dive into that a little bit with both of you guys right after this. What led you to think that adding a pharmacy to all the what you do, it would be, I can imagine it'd be a fantastic idea, but what it seems like it would be very difficult.
Well, I'll let Travis shore me up a little bit here, but from my perspective, pharmacy and medications is such a huge part of the delivery of healthcare and an equally huge part of how folks can get confused and get off on the wrong track. And it's something where even where providers, medical providers, are looking for assistance because there's so much complexity to it and so many different options. So being able to put the medical providers and the pharmacy under the same roof, and I'm going to break Travis up a little bit. Throughout this process, as we were in the process of purchasing Sykes, he obtained his clinical practitioner pharmacist. Is that right, Travis? It's CPP. I might not have it in the right order. But he actually is able to be, through the Board of Medical Examiners, has a certification that allows him to provide those services directly. And there are some insurances that will even allow us to bill for it. But I think all of that's a recognition of what a critical role pharmacy plays in providing healthcare. I mean, it is a big component of it. And so being able to put it all under the same roof made sense for us.
So now, why did it make sense for Sykes Pharmacy to join Greater Valley Health?
So 17 years ago, we were called upon to help bridge the gap between the community health center and pharmacy. And there's a program, which I know I'm jumping slightly ahead, but a federal program allows the community health center to purchase at federal pricing, which is very different than my usual pricing. So our feet have been in the door for almost two decades. And if due to some weird federal regulations that occurred over the few last years, and then a lot of insurance and PBM overstepping into the world of medicine and particularly into pharmacy, in order to continue to provide medications the way we have, and how you alluded to that we've always reached out to the underprivileged and tried to fill in these gaps, in order for us to actually do that, we had to give up the reins of the pharmacy, the family business. We had to give it up, hand it over to somebody who could solidify and be protected from some of these weird rules and regulations.
Now, I know your folks, and I would imagine that would have been a very tough decision for them.
Yeah, my dad didn't take it very, very well, like when we first started talking about it. When we churned through about every option we could possibly do, where we kept moving along with the community health center and still running what was, like, you know, it becomes who you are running a business. And I've been a pharmacist for 20 years now, and it's at this point, I'm going to have a tattoo on my chest of the cowboy drinking coffee. Maybe somewhere else too, John. I don't know, but maybe we'll share that later. But like it really is, like, it's who we are at this point. And so then to all of a sudden to actually hand over the keys and do something else, it was a hard decision, but it was what we were actually doing and why we were doing it. It wasn't for us. It was for everybody else around us. Every decision we ever made financially, I'd go to conferences and I would have business meetings from our wholesaler, and I'd be laughed at for how we ran our business. They were just like, they had no idea why we were even functioning still, because we just didn't make a typical decision the way most pharmacies and corporate companies actually make. We were pretty much patient-centric the entire time. And so it really made sense after all these different regulations were coming down the pipe, and it happened in 2020 really, but 2021, things were coming to fruition. And we knew we needed to make a move in order to continue to provide these medications and this help to all. So we've been focused on one group of people and for a long time, but if we were to branch and connect between what Mary had gotten going and what we had going, then we'd be able to reach out to all. So it was really blow out the barrier that was still standing in the way, which was my father and myself. So,
well, as I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Travis, but I believe Sykes was the last locally owned pharmacy in Kalispell.
In Kalispell, yeah. There's still one in Becky of Alpine Apothecary, mm-hmm. up in Whitefish. It's the only standalone. Well, actually, I'm Evergreen Compounding.
Okay.
Hardly has that. Little different blend on there, but it's because of insurances, honestly, and what is considered what's called PBMs, mm-hmm. pharmacy benefit managers, and that can get us way off into the weeds. They are, honestly, they are driving out pretty much any sort of independent businesses.
Yeah, I ran into your folks down in Missoula here a few weeks ago, and they were telling me all that you guys had to go through to open up your branch up in Columbia Falls.
Turns out opening a pharmacy and providing drugs to people takes a lot of work. A lot of paperwork. They don't just give drugs to you.
Yeah.
We've been working on even this transition, and we're fully open, and we're fully a pharmacy. And it's still been 6 months of paperwork, shuffling back and forth, and I'm still not even through all the paperwork. So there's a lot of roadblocks in the way.
Well, you're a young man, so you have plenty of time to do it.
I don't feel young. So yesterday was my second 43rd birthday. Because last year I was convinced I was 43 until my wife did the math for me. And so yesterday was my real 43rd.
Okay.
So...
Travis,
you know, the second time has 43. I highly recommend actually inflating your age by a year. Everyone goes down, mm-hmm. but the second time when you hit the actual one, you feel spry, young.
Now that's from a pharmacist, folks.
And it's kind of neat that Mary, you guys have been out on your own, and now you have a pharmacy under your wing. And Travis, John said something about 340B pharmacy program. Is that some sort of government thing?
Definitely. Just the numbers alone, describing the program.
What is it anyway? I'm not aware of it.
Federally qualified health centers, which community our Greater Valley is. That's it allows us to be able to purchase drugs at government pricing. And I don't think I'm at liberty to talk about all the pricing, but this is basically, it's a fraction of what my usual pricing is. And so within our pharmacy, we have two different stocks of drugs. They are exactly the same. So say the X insulin and X insulin, one comes in at $700 and the other one comes in just at a different price.
Okay.
And what we're able to do is make sure everybody gets their stuff, and we continue to dispense it at the lower price back to people.
So. Okay. So this is worth investigating, because this kind of sounds like the Medicare negotiating, you know, if they could negotiate like the VA, right, the prices would be much different. So it's worth exploring, and that's at Sykes Pharmacy under the umbrella of greater...
Well, this is particularly important because you're serving people who probably don't have their own insurance, and probably people who don't get medical help very often. And when they get it, they really need it.
Well, and where medications can really outstrip, because, you know, typically medications is an ongoing, consistent expense for folks. I mean, some of the things that they're doing, things like insulin and other medications. And so it's a more ever-present part of their daily budget about what they have to do. And so you're right. And one of the reasons that federally qualified health centers were put into place was to serve the underserved and uninsured in those. And we certainly have our share of those folks, although all of our patients qualify for the 340B program. So it's not just those folks that do, but they do need to be patients of the health center. So they need to be seeking their medical care through the health center. But once they do that, then they're eligible for these 340B medications through Sykes Pharmacy.
Thanks for clarifying that. Now, earlier you'd mentioned delivery too of prescriptions.
That's nothing new, not to you guys.
But I mean, is there a qualifier? You know, you have to be homebound or something? Or are you just lazy? You know,
that's actually a case. There's some people that don't want to actually leave their houses, even though they're two blocks from us. However, where this is being brought up, there is quite a few folks that are homebound, and we are making great efforts. And I've actually gone out with one of our physicians, Dr. Tremper, and we've done home visits to some folks already.
House calls.
So we're actually bringing that back. And there's quite a few physicians in our valley that have gone out on their own and doing direct primary care, and they're doing house calls, and they're doing great work out there. It's unusual for an organization like ours to be starting to do that sort of thing, but we're able to reach that need. And if you think about it, when you go to the doctor, unless you're just getting a body part lopped off, what you need drugs to be able to fix the problem for the most part.
And you need it for that too.
Right. So this is where the pharmacy piece, if the doctor saw you say telehealth, how are you going to fix the problem really, unless something got brought to you? Amazon drones haven't showed up here yet, so we still have to think creatively.
That's your next acquiring drones.
Drones. Yeah, everything's going to be airdropped. Yeah.
Now, kind of akin to a delivery program. I know, when I moved to the Valley, I wasn't taking any drugs. I was a blank slate when it came to the doctors. And now, of course, I've got to fill up the little pill carrier for morning and evening. And this morning I thought, oh no, I only have one more day's worth, so I'm going to have to go through this all again. And yet it could be kind of a confusing thing for some people as they get older. You don't want to mismanage your medication program. Do you have anything to address that?
Yes, we package medications for folks. It's actually probably over 60% of our actual business is just medication adherence is what you're looking at. So we manage the meds for you. Even if you're only on a couple medications, and everybody's probably felt this, when they go to get their refills, if they're out of refills, you have to send it off to the doctor and to get the new refill to be authorized, and that sometimes takes days and throws everything out of whack. So even if you are totally able to, like yourself, Robin, to be able to make these medication packages at home, it actually simplifies things in a lot of ways for a lot of folks too, because we're always in the background running these things and corralling and making sure that everything's due on a certain date. And so for like you, we'd make packages and we would basically be handing off the next month to you as you came in, and you just hand in your others.
Excellent.
Movie stores, we don't have those anymore. But when you used to hand in a VHS tape to go get the next VHS tape, and like that's kind of how it works. Yeah. But we've taken care of a lot of the pieces in the background. And then the way medicine works anymore is everything's siloed. So you probably have a cardiologist to regular primary doctor to... we like to think that everything communicates well within each other, but it doesn't always do that. And so the pharmacy is actually a pivotal role in the communication of making sure all the medications that every chart that you have at a different clinic actually match.
Yeah, I don't know who prescribed what anymore, because I've got so many different prescriptions. So you kind of coordinate the refills to simplify that, because they're all coming due at different times, and that's a pain.
Always corralling.
Okay, so synchronizing. So excellent, excellent.
Talk with us, Travis, a little bit about the transition. I'm concerned that your folks retired, you're still in, but what about the other people who worked at Sykes?
My dad's been really retired a couple years, actually. So he's been mostly out since then. As far as the transition, everybody's still working. Thrilled to be working for Sykes, doing Sykes works. So nobody left. Everybody's still just churning right along. It's just like business as usual.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, we were able to absorb all of the employees into Greater Valley. So all of the Sykes pharmacy staff came over as employees on June 1st.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know, because so many people who've been to Sykes Pharmacy over the years have come to know you guys. And it's just nice to know that everybody got taken care of.
And now there's something I wasn't aware of. Naturally, I'm aware of the Sykes location here in Kalispell, but you have one also, Columbia Falls, did I hear?
Yeah, we started one up a year and a half ago. This was a Hail Mary. We actually we knew that we needed to be able to bridge and get the 340B program up into Columbia Falls. A bunch of us, we live in Columbia Falls, we're from Columbia Falls, we have a deep root to want to be up there, and we having trouble just because it's 20 miles away, like getting those medications up to there. And so especially Katie Grilly and I were like really focused on getting something going as a satellite up there. I laugh because we are actually approved to buy drugs with our wholesaler with $12 in our bank account. Which it, normally you have to have a couple hundred thousand or more because they want to get your teeth in. But, you know, all the stars aligned and we were able to get that together with $12. So we just out of sheer luck that we were able to start that place up. Yep. It got rolling. We held it all together. And we knew deep down that eventually we were going to be transitioning to become Greater Valley at some point. I mean, we being in the private sector, you're able to move faster than government can. And that's what kind of happened in this case, is that we have already had these sessions, Mary and I, years and years ago. And we knew that we could throw this together faster than what they could and roll it together. So there was a lot of strategy that was already starting to occur years before this. Yeah,
right. You guys are like a little speedboat, and they're out there in a ship trying to turn it around. So that's neat.
Yeah.
Mary, what's next? I mean, for crying out loud, you've done so much the first year. Are you going to take the second year off?
No, we certainly are not planning on taking the year off. One of the things is really looking forward to fully integrating the pharmacy program. You know, we're a few weeks into it here, continuing to expand our services up at the north end of the valley. We do have a clinic in Hungry Horse, and that clinic has grown this year, and we're actually going to start taking residents up to that clinic this summer, at the end of this summer, and then continuing to look at our behavioral health services. We're embarking on a couple of partnerships with the county. Not all of them are ready for public viewing yet, but I can come back and talk about those. I think behavioral health services is going to continue to be an area of growth for us.
I didn't mean you guys are going to just take the rest of the year off. What I meant was take the year off maybe from adding new services, but clearly that's not going to happen.
No, I think at the core of it, we're just going to see what the needs are in the community. And if it's something that we're able to meet, then we'll be taking a look at it. And then just seeing what, again, we're able to hire for. You know, we face some of the same challenges that the rest of the community does. But, just looking to continue to meet the needs of Flathead County with our services.
Well, we want to thank you for putting all this together, Mary. And Travis, thanks for making pharmaceuticals so much more available to people who need them.